Hello. Hey, this is Rocco Clock 2.0, I guess you could call it. I'm Derek Wirtz, and this is the inaugural show at this time slot. And this was also the test show to see if I could get here in time to have an actual radio show and have fun on the radio with all of you cool St. Johners and surrounding area-ers. If you have requests, the number is 648-5925. If you do not have requests, that is also acceptable, for there's nothing better than sitting around and listening to the radio and not being pressured to contribute. So feel free to do that as well. This is, as I mentioned, my first show back in, I guess, for about a month and a half now, maybe close to 2 months. I was doing the Monday 1 to 2:30 version of Rock O'Clock with co-host Brian Cleveland, but I got drawn down the work path, and now this is the time that the show's going to be happening going forward. So we are going to, if you're new to the show, if you haven't heard the show before, it's basically a lot of music and stuff, and the only genre that you can describe it as is stuff that I like, and hopefully as an audience you will learn to appreciate what I appreciate, and we'll both enjoy this radio show together. And requests basically follows the same kind of rules. If it follows with that loose definition, and I do like a broad spectrum of music, so do call and throw it at the wall and see what sticks, basically, I guess. At any rate, maybe this should give you a good idea of the kind of stuff that I would enjoy. And hopefully you enjoy too. This is some music from Hank from their album How to Prosper in the Coming Bad Years. And I think this came out in 2004 or 5 or 3, within that 3-year period anyway. They have a few more albums, and this is from the Blocks Recording Club based out of the Toronto area. We're going to hear a song from them. This one's maybe two songs from them. This one's called The Earless. And we're going to hear a song called Furox after that. Coming up after that, we have a random selection in no particular order. We have some music from Wet Denim, maybe from Haim, maybe from Sunny and the Sunsets, from Destroyer, and so on and so forth. So give a call. You can talk to me on Facebook, I think. Rock O'Clock is on Facebook. Find it there. It is the picture. If you're a pictorial sort of person, you can find a diagram of the inner ear that guides you to where you need to be. So at any rate, here it is. Hank, keep on listening, and feel free to dance if you like. Dancing is all right as well. Yo.
When many tongues are wide and parasites abide, bleeding cards will do no good, a screaming lungs will do no good.
Funky. little known fact about the Great Escape. It was plagued by disaster and the story was fake. A long hard troll over to the UK.
He never
the drinks are blowing, the office pouring in. It's an uncivilized country about to be tamed. This is dedicated to the ones we've had. Take this as a permanent invitation. On ecology of the
night.
The club scene's dead, I'm for the home life.
We came to visit, they never went away.
I'll be a ghoulish experiment.
from their album The Palm at the End of the Mind. That was Cousins with Secret Weapon. Before that, we heard two songs from Hank from their album How to Prosper in the Coming Bad Years. That was The Earless, followed by Ferox. We also, leading up to the semi-official beginning of the show inside the show is very postmodern. We heard The Causeway Kid, followed by the by Adam Mowry, and followed by the regular show theme music, which is actually called The Bad Energy from L.A. is Killing Me from Sunny in the Sunsets from their album Hit After Hit. And that is a very nice album that I have enjoyed over the years. And it's you'll probably hear a lot of it if you like that sort of thing. It's kind of like a surf rocky kind of cool vibe. So enjoy that maybe in the future. If you're taking notes, if you're on the Facebook page, which I mentioned at the top of the show, the Rock O'Clock Facebook page, you can go there and have, you know, conversations with me sometimes. I'm admittedly a very bad technology person. The phone is actually the best way to get in touch with me during the show. You can, the Facebook page is open right now. And I am going to input the songs that I play for your future consideration. So you can do that and be my friend. And we'll have fun. We'll go on picnics. It'll be fantastic. So we're going to keep playing music for the next 40-ish minutes. And this is a song from Best Coast, from their self-titled release that came out back in 2012. I think, and this is called I Want To. After that, I am going to go into the catacombs of the radio station and find some music for you to play. So, excuse me, I'm going to do that, and here's some more music for you. Silly Cousins, that's not the music I was going to play. Here it is.
I
That was DRD from Free Love Fenner from their album Do Not Affect a Breezy Manor, a Montreal band, parts of whom are based out of, or from the local area, St. John surrounding area. We also heard I Want To from the Best Coast and Secret Weapon from Cousins. Coming up now, we have a little music from Wet Denim, and they are also semi-locals, Halifax, I believe. And I kind of breezed in. And I breezed in. I was seeing if I could get here in time today, frankly. And that was kind of the test to see if it was feasible to come straight here after work. And I didn't do any research. So this is just me playing CDs for you for the next half hour at least. This one is called Leisure. And we are going to hear that and so much more. So much more. Here it is.
Just get to the first place and I'll tape them to our chest, we count to three and hold our breath.
That was Animated GIFs from a very cool band, Boats, from their album Great Skulls, which came out in 2013. I don't know why I keep telling people about when the albums came out, when I clearly don't know when the albums came out. I think I'm just trying to subconsciously trick myself to be better at remembering important dates. It's a war within my own mind, and I'm kind of sleepy because I didn't sleep well for the past few nights anyway. And I was actually doing some research, not if you want to call it research. I was on the internet, and I got curious about how people take part in lucid dreaming. It's something that I've heard of, and I was curious about it, but I thought it might be interesting to give it a try. Just take control of your dream and not be nude in front of your class as you're reading a book report, or stop being chased by a bear and just fly away, or just remove yourself from the situation. Those would be cool things to be able to do, real handy skills to have when you're asleep. So I did some reading up on it, but the things that you'd have to do to actually have a lucid dream almost outweigh the benefits of avoiding being chased by a bear or being naked in front of people while you're sleeping. And those things are usually, you have to constantly question reality. For one thing, when you're walking around in your everyday life, you have to constantly say, am I dreaming right now? Is this a dream? And have a moment of pause. And then every now and then you touch a wall to see if your hand goes through it. And one website suggested that you even try to fly every now and then. So see if you can do it. And it kind of makes sense in a way, because if you get used to the mindset of constantly questioning reality, then you just naturally do it when you're sleeping too. And then, of course, you know, dreams aren't reality, and then you can fly and you can do all this stuff. But the benefits are far inferior to what you actually have to do in your everyday life. Anyway, that was my totally random aside for the day. At any rate, I didn't quite do it. Not a lucid dreamer. I don't get chased by bears, though. I just have mundane dreams. So there you go. Anyway, that was, as I mentioned, Animated GIFs. GIFs, as people pronounce it. Some want to suggest that it's pronounced GIFs, but it's not. We also heard Leisure from Wet Denim. We heard DRD from Free Love Fenner. And all the way back to the beginning. This is Rock O'Clock, by the way, and I'm on for another 18 minutes. And if you like the show, you can tune in every Wednesday from 6 until 7. And I will be your best radio friend, and we'll talk about things in soliloquy form. Or you can call the booth line. Call 648-5925 if you want to do that. And we'll do things. This is coming up now. We have some music from a new release from Little You, Little Me. They are a local band, all local folks. And this album's called What Have You Been Doing With Your Time? This one is called Something. So we're going to hear that and some more music all the way until 7. So stick around. Facebook's warming up. I turned on Facebook. I hand cranked the computer, and it's on. I'm stoking the fires. I'm posting things. So tune in. Be my Facebook friend, and there you go. Or something.
Absolve, absolve, absolve. We spent the better part of the day waiting for the wave to hit our side of town. It didn't. Absolve, absolve, absolve. I wash my hands of the stuff of legends and what news of the horizon. I hear it's all just a horizontal myth. So stop your cruising, start your criticizing, huh? Indulge yourself for once, feel medium between them. And goddamn, your eyes, they just had to be twin prizes waiting for the sun. And goddamn, your eyes, they just had to be twin prizes waiting for the sun. They just had to be twin prizes waiting for the sun.
You got to spirit. Don't lose the feeling.
Hey everybody, we're back and it's now 6:54 and things are wrapping up very soon. So stay tuned. Of course, there is plenty more on after this show. The Magnificent Seven is on from 7 until 8. From 8 until 10, we have the Vinyl Underground. And then from 10 until midnight, we have Smash Blocked, an encore presentation of Smash Blocked, the original. I'm just looking at the schedule here and doing some on-the-fly research, so forgive me. This is the Learning Together show. We're learning together, even though I've been doing this for a very long time. It's weird sort of get out of doing a show for even as small a time as a month or so and then get back into it. But you slowly, like a starfish, you slowly start to regrow your radio limbs and terrible metaphor appendages. This is we're going to finish off the show, I think. Maybe this will finish us off with a song that I just found snooping around on the internet. This is called Punctuation from 27 Club. And that will probably be the end. I might be back to sing you a short 30-second song. Likely not. And I'm not going to sing you a song. But we're going to hear that. And that's it. And hopefully you tune in next week. Hopefully it hasn't been too burdensome for you to tune in and walk with me down this path of music. Tell your friends and do call other DJs if you enjoy their programs. 648-5925. You can check us out on Facebook. And shortly, I'm going to beef up my tech presence and get back to you with some. There is actually a Twitter account and everything. I have all the bells and whistles, but it's sorely neglected. So we'll get all that out of dust balls for you in the near future. Here it is, Punctuation, 27 Club.